While seniors and pensioners are getting out ahead of the provincial and federal elections to make sure their concerns are heard, the Newfoundland and Labrador Public Sector Pensioners Association and the Seniors Coalition will be holding some town hall meetings in many communities across the province. Sharon Callahan is president of the Pensioners Association and joins me live in studio this morning. Hello, Sharon.
Good morning.
So why hold these meetings across the province?
Well, this is the best possible time to be holding these meetings. The federal and provincial politicians are gearing up for an election, and the best time to be heard is when people want to speak with you. And that's very true with politicians, and so this is the best possible time that there could be to be holding these meetings.
Fertile soil in an election year. Hey.
Absolutely.
What kind of issues do you expect are going to be raised here?
Well, there's the primary issues, I think, that we're going to be hearing when we conduct these meetings are ones related to health care and ones related to housing and financial security. They're pretty much three of the big issues. But we expect that in Newfoundland and Labrador, as we head across the province, we're going to hear a lot of concerns expressed about the impending cost of electricity. And we already know that. We've heard that from various sources and phone calls and meetings we've held. But so it is going to be a key issue, one of the primary issues, I think.
Do you think that either federally or provincially, politicians are really connecting with the issues that are facing older people here in the province?
That's a little bit difficult to understand and to appreciate whether or not they are connecting. I know we keep their feet to the fire as we meet regularly with our federal MPs. We've got a very good speaking and meeting relationship with them. And we have regular meetings with the two particular ministers who deal with seniors' issues and the premier as well, too. So we try to continue to raise these issues with them. We have had some successes. It takes a while, but we need to just keep plodding on with the bringing forward new issues as they arise and keeping the heat on for those issues that are constant.
And of course, those issues are going to last after an election year. Do you think the political will is there to continue making these improvements and listening to seniors after?
Well, we have to be optimistic that that will happen, but that's when our responsibility to the people that we've spoken to continues, and that's where the accountability piece is. We did this in with the federal election 4 years ago, and we have met regularly with those politicians since then and said, where are we on this issue? Where are we on that issue? So I think if there's a back and forth communication to hold them accountable for what they promised and what was actually agreed to in budgets and speeches and things like that, then there's a better appreciation of getting those issues addressed.
What kind of stories are you hearing about what needs to improve for seniors here in the province?
Well, very clearly, as the cost of living goes up and people's sources of income go down or remain the same, then, you know, there's a disconnect. So being able to meet your daily and monthly living expenses is a continuous issue. Being able to access health care on a regular basis, things like the cost of medical transportation, the cost of vaccines and drugs, cost of wait times for hospital appointments are all issues that need to be kept front and center.
And how can people find out more about attending these town halls?
Oh, they can certainly call the numbers that have been posted. They can contact the pensioner's office, 754-5730. They can visit the website for the Pensioners Association. Just Google Newfoundland and Labrador Public Sector Pensioners Association. And they can either call me, if they wish, 690-1238 or Ralph Morris, and we'd be more than happy to talk to them.
We'll have a lot of that stuff on VOCM.com as well a little later. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.